Jerry West is dribbling down the court. He looks for the big man. Chamberlain.
Oh, man.
He looks for Chamberlain. He passes to Chamberlain. Chamberlain gives it to Half Harrison. Half fakes.
What?
Half Newbarn.
Yeah. Okay, you think you're pretty good, huh, man?
I don't like to brag, Julio, but basketball happens to be my people's game.
Your people's game? What are you talking about, man?
Well, all the great basketball players, they black. That's because they got style and class.
And they cool.
Yeah, we got some Puerto Rican are pretty cool, too, man.
Who?
What do you mean, who? You never heard of Orlando Cepeda?
Hey, man, he's a baseball player.
I know that, man. But it's harder. It's a smaller ball.
Oh.
That's right, match it.
Hey, you guys. Hey. Get out of that ball player. We ain't gonna throw you a brick something.
Come on, I got you now.
Hey.
Check. All right. I'm driving in, man.
Hey, you guys hear me say cut out the ball player? I'm sorry you put that old dumb hoop up there anyway.
Hey, man, would you take it easy now? What are we hurting?
You're raising up a whole lot of dust and it's settling on my junk and giving it that cheap look.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. Hey, listen, why'd you go do some work, Julio?
The name is Julio, Mr. Stanford.
It's Sanford, Julio.
Okay, then.
Why'd you go do some work in your yard? Clean your yard up. Go take a bath. Go milk your goat.
Man, I did all that this morning, man.
Well, why'd you go back to Puerto Rico?
Well, here we go again.
Mr. Sanford, I'm going to tell you for the last time, man. I come from New York City, and I can live in any one of the 50 estates that I want.
Well, why don't you try Alaska? That's a state.
Hey, Pop, Julio is our neighbor, and he's here to stay. Now, why don't you learn to accept that?
Because I have arthritis, and I'm hoping that'll go away, too.
Hey, I'm sorry, Julio, man. I gotta apologize for my father.
Give up, man. You don't have to. I think I'm beginning to understand your father, Lamont. He is one of those people that always likes to complain.
Ay, que lo Puerto Riqueño. Ay, que el basquetbol.
Everything gives him a pain.
No, not everything. Just you. And I'll tell you where.
Oh, no, man, it's okay. Believe me.
Here comes that killer again.
Hey, Chico. Oh.
Hold that killer.
Oh,
and that's another thing. Why'd you keep your goat in your own backyard?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Sanford. He gets loose. He does it all the time.
Yeah, but I don't want him to do it in my yard.
Hey, I'll see you later, Lamont. So long, Mr. Sanford. Oh, and by the way, man, you do not fool me, you know? Outside, you might be rough and mean, but I know what is inside.
You know what's inside? It's a baseball bat. You want to see it?
Oh, man. A baseball for me, eh? Ah, man, I can't want to see it.
You get in the house. Hey, man, you know, it's a good thing that Julio is such a good-natured cat, man. I still don't know why he puts up with your insults.
But why you hang out with him anyway, for? Pretty soon you'll be talking funny like him.
You know, sometimes you really sound like a weirdo.
See, there you go already. Weirdo, that's Spanish. You hang out with some of your other friends. You got other friends?
Like who, for instance?
Like Rollo.
Rollo? You hate Rollo.
I don't hate Rollo. I can't stand him, but I don't hate him.
What's the difference?
The difference is, if you can't stand somebody, you don't want to touch him. But if you hate somebody, you want to touch him.
And Julio is somebody you'd like to touch?
Continuously with some of these.
Hey, Pop, I don't know what you got against Julio, man. He's good people, and he happens to be a friend of mine.
You got other friends?
Well, who besides Rollo that you can stand?
Me? I'm your friend.
You're my father.
Right. Now, listen. Move over. See, some of the best friendships ever been in the world been between father and son. You remember that movie, The Champ, with Wallace Berry and Jack Cooper? Now, that was a great friendship.
Okay, Pop, you're my friend. But it's not the same thing. What can we do together?
We can do a lot of things together. We can play cards and play checkers and watch television and walk crossword puzzle.
Hey, man, those are all things that old men do. I ain't no old man. I go out with chicks.
Well, get me a chick. I'll go out with you.
Forget it.
Listen, son, there's a lot of things that we can do together. You know, outdoor stuff, like going fishing.
Fishing?
Yeah, fishing. See, you wake up early in the morning and fix you some bologna sandwiches. You know, with mayonnaise and onion. And coleslaw. And get you a couple of six packs. And go down there to Santa Monica Pier and catch one of them boats. And go out there all day and just fish and drink and burp. Yeah. Ain't nothing like burping in the cool sea breeze.
Yeah, it sounds terrific, Pop.
Yeah, and then when you come home with all that fish you caught, and you cornmeal them down real good, and you fry them, and then open up a couple of cans of pork and beans, boy, and you rest good that night. Now, don't tell me that don't sound good.
Yeah, it does. It sounds very good.
Then why don't we do it sometime? What about this weekend?
How about what?
This weekend.
Oh, I'd love to, Pop, but me and Julio already made plans.
What plan?
Well, we're going to Tijuana together.
Going where?
Tijuana, you know, Mexico. Going down there with a Spanish-speaking person, I'm really going to get around.
Yeah, you're going to get around, especially if you drink the water.
But, Pop, we made these plans a long time ago, man.
Yeah, I know. See, you won't go fishing with your father, but you'll go down to a foreign country with a Puerto Rican and end up on a blind date with Typhoid Mary.
Well, I sure hope that's Julio, man. I don't want to hear this no more. Hey, Julio.
Hey, Lamont. You ready, man?
Yeah, good.
Say, y'all going already?
Oh, no. Julio's taking me to a Mexican restaurant for some dinner.
A restaurant? You going out to eat? I got dinner fixed now.
Oh, hey, Pop, I'm sorry, man. Hey, but save it. We'll eat it tomorrow.
You mean tell me I got to eat dinner by myself?
Hey, wait a minute, Mr. Sanford. Why don't you come with us, man?
Me go to a Mexican restaurant?
Why not, man? You don't want to eat alone. And besides, they say that people who eat alone have trouble with digestion.
That's what they say about people that eat in Mexican restaurants.
You don't have to go, Pop. You can stay here. Come on.
No, man. Wait, Lamont. How about it, Mr. Sanford? What do you say?
Well, okay. I'll try anything once. Well, to get my sweater.
That's great, man.
Hey, man, what'd you do that for? Now he's going to be trouble.
No, it's not going to be trouble. He's going to be fine, man. And besides, it's a good way for us to become friends. You ready, Mr. Sanford?
Yeah, as soon as I get a bottle of something.
Good. Hey, wait a second, Mr. Sanford. You don't have to worry about that. They got all kinds of wine over there at the restaurant.
I'm not speaking about wine, Julio. Pepto-Bismol. Hey, this thing is in Spanish.
Oh, see, I know that, but listen, I will translate for you. Now, first, soup is sopa.
Oh, soup is sopa. Well, let's just have a bowl of Irish sopa. You get that, see? Irish sopa.
We got it.
Soup is...
We got it, Pop.
Hola, Joaquin, ¿cómo estás?
Julio, ¿cómo estás? ¿Qué de nuevo, señores? Do you know what you want?
Yeah, I want neck bone, black-eyed peas, and canned sweet potatoes, and mustard greens.
Say, what's the matter with you? Now, you know they don't have that here.
He asked me what I wanted, and I said what I wanted, and that's what I want. Neck bone, black-eyed
peas. All right!
Canned sweet potatoes,
Mr. Sapp, all right! Mr. Sapp, why don't you let me order for us, huh?
Cornbread.
I think, first of all, we'll start with a little ceviche.
Ceviche?
Si.
What's that?
Oh, that's pickled raw fish.
Bad. And,
Would you sit down? Would you sit down? Take this hat off.
For you, I think I will order something nice and mild. Let's see. Oh, yeah, some chile relleno. Con queso.
I know I'm going to have a queso after I eat that.
Hey, Pop, you don't have to eat in here. You can get up and leave.
No way. And we will have the arroz con pollo, huh?
Gracias, Julio.
Hey, waiter.
Si, señor.
Come here. When last time the health department been here and checked this place up?
Excuse me?
Nothing, waiter. Nothing Joaquin at all. Thank you very much. You better cut it out.
Mr. Sanford, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. This place is very clean and the food is excellent. I have had everything here.
Have you had hepatitis?
I'm leaving.
No, wait, Lamont, please. Please, sit down.
Here you are, gentlemen. A nice cold pitcher of sangria.
Ah, gracias, negro.
What'd you call him?
It's a very common thing. I call him negro. It's a very common thing. It's a friendly way of talking to each other in Spanish, what we call ourselves.
You look like no negro to me.
Mr. Sanford, you are going to enjoy this. It is called sangria.
Sangria.
Si.
Say, what does sangria mean?
It means blood. It is only a name because
because of the color.
Oh, I thought it was something he brought back from the buffet.
No. It's a very popular drink. Do you like it?
Yeah, it tastes good.
Uh-huh.
It tastes like Ripple that's gone flat. In fact, they should call it Flapple. Hey, what's that stuff down there in the bottom?
Oh, that is fruit.
Look like garbage.
That's it. You can stay here and eat with him if you want to, but I'm leaving. No,
Lamont,
I'm
please, leaving. Man, come back. Don't be like... No, excuse me, Mr. Sanford. Lamont, please, come back. Pardon me, please. Lamont!
Hey, Negro, come here. Bring me another pitcher of that Shangri-La. Hey, look here, waiter. Hold the garbage.
Hey, Pop, I'm leaving. You in the kitchen? What is that?
It's a wheelchair. Well, it looked like a Toyota.
I know it's a wheelchair, but what you doing in it?
I woke up this morning with a heart attack.
You woke up with one? It wouldn't happen to have anything to do with the fact that Julio and I are going to Tijuana, would it?
Maybe.
Now, this whole thing is just a charade.
A what?
A charade.
Is that what they dress dead people in?
That shroud.
Shroud, charade. I won't be around much longer to bother you. That's right. Go on. Have fun in Tamaliland. If I'm not here when you get back, you can get in touch with me through your mother.
Would you stop this?
Yeah, that's right. That's probably where I'll be, in that great ghetto in the sky. Say, before you leave, turn on channel 13, because I want to go watching the roller derby.
I'll see you later, Pop.
Wait a minute, son.
Now what?
You and Julio... Just the only one going?
That's right.
Well, come here.
What?
Come here. Sit down. You know, I'm very worried about Julio.
Why?
You don't know why? What is Julio anyway?
He's a Puerto Rican. Is that what's bothering you?
No, that ain't it. I'm talking about... Have you ever seen him out with a girl?
I knew it was something like that.
Well, you think about it for a minute.
What are you trying to say, Pop?
I ain't trying to say nothing. Just Julio might be.
All right. Aside from the fact that you woke up this morning with a heart attack and you think that Julio might be, is there any other reason why I shouldn't leave now?
No. Go ahead. Don't even think about me.
I won't. I'll see you later.
Hey, Lamont. Look, you got your key?
Of course I've got my key.
Well, that's good, because just in case I'd be too sick to come open the door.
Good morning. I'm Nelson B. Davis of the Davis Funeral Home.
You are? Well, what you doing here?
I received a call from Mr. Sanford, Mr. Fred Sanford.
Yeah, I'm Fred Sanford. I'm the one that called you. Come right in.
It's good to see you again, Mr. Sanford.
Yeah, you too.
Sorry about those cold hands. Cold hands, warm chapel. That's a little joke in the profession.
Say, would somebody mind telling me what's going on and what this dude's doing here?
Well, I didn't know you was going to be here. See, me and Mr. Davis here are going to talk over some burial insurance.
Burial insurance? Who's getting buried?
All of us, eventually.
Is that supposed to be a joke, Jack?
No, it ain't no joke, Lamont. See, don't let us hold you up. You go ahead on your trip. We don't want to slow you down. Miss Dave and I are going to talk about burial insurance.
Actually, you're doing a very wise thing, planning ahead for the inevitable. Because when that inevitable day comes, there are so many things to do, calls to make, arrangements. And if it should happen over a holiday weekend, it really can be a problem. You see, we take care of everything. The services, the flowers, the plot, even the monument.
See, when I die, I won't have to do nothing.
Yeah, but what's the hurry for? I mean, why does he need all this stuff now?
There is no time like the present. Our slogan is buy now, pray later.
Say, Mr. Davis, would you mind coming back some other time? I think I know why my father wanted you here tonight.
No, Mr. Davis. Wait a minute, Lamont. It might be too late when you get back.
Are you going away?
Well, just for the weekend. I mean, he will last the weekend, won't he?
We'll just keep our fingers crossed. Then I shall wait to hear from you. Here is my card. Please call me. And young man, don't consider what your father is doing as unusual. You know, burial insurance is something that everybody digs. I heard that one at a mortician's cocktail party. Good day, Mr. Sanford. Mr. Sanford.
And I'm leaving, too, unless you can think of another ridiculous reason why I should stay here.
Well, go ahead. Who's holding you? I just sit down and watch television. Might as well be dead. No wife, no son, no nothing. King, you want to watch Wild Kingdom with me?
That was a good lunch, man. Really enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah, it was a good lunch.
Yeah. Another 30 or 40 minutes and we'll be in Tijuana.
What'd you say, Julio?
30 or 40 minutes and Tijuana, man.
Oh, right, yeah.
Hey, wait a second, Lamont. Wait, listen, man. Look, you sure you want to keep going, man?
What are you talking about?
Well, you ain't said two words, man, since we left your house. I've been doing all the talking. You know what I think, man? I think you're worried about your father.
I am not.
Yes, you are, man. Now, I know you hate to leave him alone. And it's natural, man. I mean, you're worried that something would happen to him.
I am not. What could happen to him?
Well, I mean, he's an old man. And he's got things wrong with him.
Oh, you mean that stuff about him being sick?
Yeah.
That's just a fake, Julio, just to keep me there in the house with him.
Well, sure to keep you there, man, because he loves you. You're the only thing he's got. Oh, man. I wish my father was still living. It's funny, you know, because you think they're going to go on living forever, man. And then all of a sudden, they're gone. And then you're sorry you didn't spend more time with them and do all... Oh, look, man, I don't even want to talk about this. Come on, let's go.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you talking about?
It's very simple, man. You only got one father, right? And when he's gone, se acabó. I mean, that's it. You know, I'll bet he wishes you and him could be spending more time together right now, this weekend.
Yeah, because he wanted me to go fishing with him.
Fishing? Oh, man. I wish I could go fishing with my father. Well, it's too late now, but... Oh, man. You know, and that faking you was talking about. Who knows? I mean, who can tell sometimes when they're faking or not, you know? Hey, come on, let's get out of here, man. You want me to drive?
Yeah, but wait a minute, Julio. See, now, you don't understand. You don't know how long he's been fooling me, man. My old man's been fooling me for years.
Okay, okay. So he fools you 99 times, right? But what about the 100th time, maybe?
Yeah, but wait a minute. Now, all them heart attacks that he has, them phony heart attacks,
mm-hmm.
They don't mean nothing. Every time I want to go someplace or do something, he has one of them phony heart attacks.
Okay, well, let's just hope this time it's not the real thing, huh? Hey, look, now are you ready to go?
Where?
Tijuana!
Tijuana, are you crazy? My father could be home dying and we talking about going to Tijuana.
I'm going home.
Hey, wait a minute.
Guess you feel better now that you're home, eh?
Yeah, I feel a lot better, Julio. You know, I never would have been able to enjoy myself in Tijuana worrying about my father, man.
Oh, sure, man. Yeah. Besides, we can go to Tijuana anytime.
Hey, maybe next weekend, huh?
That's a good idea, man.
Hey, Pop, I'm home. You upstairs? Hey, Pop, you in the kitchen? Hey, he's not here, man. I wonder what happened to him.
I don't know, man. Maybe he went out for a walk.
Hey, he hates walking, man. Hey, look at this wheelchair.
What about
it? It looks like somebody fell down and crawled outside here and out into the street and collapsed. That's what happened. He collapsed out here and somebody saw him and called the ambulance. That's it. He's in a hospital.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy my place, honey. Yeah, I'm not kidding. You like my place because it's so nice and cozy. And I want you to try some of this Shanghai. Because it's really good, too. See, it tastes like Ripple. It's going flat. That's why I call it Flappo. We're going to just, hey, the truck. My son was supposed to be out of town, but he must be back. You're going to have to leave, honey. I didn't know my son was coming back, and you're going to have to leave out of here.
What kind of jive nonsense is this? You invite me over to your place, and now you're trying to brush me off?
Shh, I don't want him to hear you.
I don't care if he does hear me. You can't do this to me.
But listen, you got to go in. I'll take you and bring you back here some other time.
I ain't ever coming back here again, you jive chump. You got me off of that bar when the other dude was buying me 4 drinks. And now I got to go and start all over again.
Listen, I'll take it back there and I'll buy. You back home early, ain't you, son?
Do you know what I thought? I thought you fell down, crawled out here in the street, and collapsed.
And that's exactly what happened. My heart was hurting so bad, I crawled out of here, and then I crawled into the street and collapsed. And this lady here was nice enough to pick me up and help me home.
Who picked you up? You picked me up! Don't you ever come around here and give you a ragged old bone. I should have known I'm going to be wasting my time with a guy stupid old pocket like you.
If you didn't have a heart attack, she'd have gave you one.
I think I'm having one now, sir. Oh, this is a big one. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey, with the fifth of Flapple in my hand. Well, not quite a fifth, honey.
What you want, whoop, baby, I got it, whoop. Sally, who?
Hey, LeVar.
What, no?
You ready to go, man?
Yeah, as soon as I get my stuff.
Good. Hey, where's your father?
Hey, man, he's upstairs sulking. I told him that me and you was going fishing and he wasn't invited. He's mad.
Oh,
I'll get my stuff.
Want me to get it?
Nah.
Good morning, is your father.
Oh, I see. Just a minute, Mr. Davis.
Hey, Pop! Mr. Davis is down here to see you.
He'll be right down. How come you back so soon?
He called me. He said he wanted to discuss burial insurance. He said you wouldn't be here and we could talk.
Okay.
Oh, son. I thought you'd be gone by now. Me and Mr. Davis want to discuss burial insurance.
Burial insurance? On such a nice day?
Oh, Mr. Sanford, you should be out fishing instead.
I'd love to go out fishing.
Why don't you come with us, man? Come on, ask him, man.
Julio.
Ask him, man. Remember what I told you?
Psst. Hey, Pop, if we take you fishing with us, would you promise to forget about this burial insurance?
I sure would.
All right, go get your stuff and we'll wait for you.
Okay.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.